Well, here I am, David Kay, the original. And you asked for it. Well, actually, no, you didn't ask for this. I don't think anybody would ask for this. But I have my melodeon here. It is a Hohner, what they call club melodeon, built about 20 years ago. It's a wooden box that is a diatonic CG accordion. And I am a player, or at least I purport to be. I used to have about 3 hours of music, but if you don't continue to rehearse, you lose it. It's not like riding a bicycle. So instead of having 3 hours of music, I've now got about 20 minutes of music. And that is going to cramp my style if I plan to go out on the street, unless I go to some place where a lot of people keep passing and they don't know that I only have about five songs. That's what you do when you're a street musician, is you play what you've got and you try to make it seem like you've got this huge repertoire of stuff when you really don't. But I've played, believe it or not, I've played weddings, I've played a Christmas show for a sex toy company called Good Vibrations. I don't know why they hired me, but I dressed up like Santa. What else was there? Let me think. I played the Right Spot Cafe in San Francisco. I've played the Atlas Cafe. I've played a bunch of different places. Private yacht parties, believe it or not, back when I could play this thing flawlessly. And here I am, sitting around in Gertrude, my 29-year-old van, because I didn't want to offend anybody when I got the wrong notes. But I have no problem offending you folks, because if you're brave enough to go through my Facebook posts, I'm sure enough you're brave enough to listen to my button accordion playing. It's a Saturday night, about 10:30 in the evening, and I'm sitting here trying to rehearse. It's not flawless, I can tell you. One of the reasons being that I've got a steering wheel almost in my stomach and I'm trying to hold the accordion above it. I could go outside, but I'm afraid that anybody in the neighborhood might think I'm, crushing an animal or something. So I prefer to sit in Gertrude and attempt my accordion rehearsal until I'm brave enough to go outside in the real world. By the way, this is a song called Down in the Willow Garden. I first heard an Everly Brothers version of it. It is a song about a guy who, oh, what does he do? He poisons his girlfriend, and it's a pretty nasty song, to be honest. And it's done as a ballad, but I'm doing it as a waltz, mainly because I can, and this instrument sounds so festive. You gotta make things festive sounding. You can't do really negative songs with a button box. So we're gonna try and see how I survive this.
Bye.
Well, it was pretty good. I got almost to the end. I would have actually had one more verse left, but I think enough is enough. So that's what I'm going to attempt to do back on the streets, which I did. Oh, gee, how long has it been? 8 years ago, I used to do this on the streets. And I had TV theme songs. I had some bluegrass tunes, some pop tunes, some really old tunes like The Wreck of the Old 97. But I tried for things that could sound maybe not festive, but at least happy. Even though Down in the Willow Garden is a pretty negative song. What else? Let me think. A lot of old Stephen Foster stuff I used to know. And I had a whole thing of Christmas music I used to do. And hopefully I'll be able to get part of it up to speed so I can play as a street musician once again. I really enjoy doing it. I don't know if I mentioned on this recording or not, but this is a Hohner Club Melodeon. It's a button box. It plays like a harmonica, different notes and chords when you push or pull. And it's in it's diatonic. It's in C and G. And so it's very good for doo-wop music because the main chord, it's very easy to do. Let's see, 1 6 minor 4 5, which would be in C. That would be C. Oh my gosh, I forgot. C A minor. E F? No. It's somewhere in there. I forget. Oh my. So anyway, that's what it's about, and I love my little button box. I've had it for, 12 years, 15 years, and I've played it from time to time. The reason I stopped playing it was because I got bored with the music. And now I've got a sort of a resurgence of interest in it. Well, thank you for staying with me for this long. At least you got through a better recording than some of the others I tried tonight. So hope you liked it, and if you didn't like it, I don't want to hear about it, because I'm still in rehearsal mode. Thank you for listening, though.